the resignation of the board chairperson, for example, particularly citing toxic work environment as a symptom, not a disease. You know, NSS manages huge public resources. We're talking money here, billions, and supports millions of students. And a revolving door at the top, suspended boards, and frequent, you know, turnover signal that the organization is being run, you know, for short-term firefighting than rather long-term systemic building.
The impact that it has, though, on students that already find themselves in a difficult position, difficult financial position, when they need to make use of NSFAS or apply for NSFAS. And it certainly makes the conversation around free and equal access to education, it really puts that into question, doesn't it?
It really does. And the thing is, like, right now we are facing a lot of, we've been hearing students again coming and saying that, you know, they have not received their funds that have been promised from the beginning of the year. They do not receive clear communication from NSFAS as to what's going on. And imagine right now, we are in November, students are writing exams, and they are facing such uncertainty around whether or not they will be able to continue on their education in the next year. Not forgetting that, you know, when the students in the beginning of the year again sign either bursary agreements or loan agreements, that they are undertaking something and they've been promised in education, you know, we often say education is the key, and then they find themselves 7 to 11 months later in this predicament when they've been promised an education, where they are uncertain again around their education, carrying debt, etc.
From the perspective of NSFAS, then, is it time that we look at something else, Iva?
Sorry?
Is it time that we look at something else, just close the door and say, you know, NSFAS, thank you, but let's try a different approach to funding tertiary education?
In terms of NSFAS, I do think that, like, it's very important that, you know, we continue with the system, though I do think that the internal things, right, the internal structures need to be scrutinized, and they need to work for the students of South Africa. For example, NSFAS needs to be heavily capacitated. Right now, again, like, students are facing heavy communication issues with NSFAS, not receiving clear communication, etc. And a large part of that is the fact that NSFAS doesn't have the human capacity to handle all the inquiries that they are receiving from various students across the country. Another thing is that you know, again, that when NSFAS does face failures, does face delays, etc., it's very important that they have some form of system, like an emergency system that kicks in, that is able to at least make sure that the students' immediate needs are well catered for. So thinking about accommodation, thinking about textbooks, thinking about just the food, for example, making sure that the students across the country are well capacitated. So I do think that, like, with when it comes to NSFAS, it is necessary for it to be there. We have had success stories of students that have gone through NSFAS, but a lot of them have also gone through so much turmoil and so much conflict with the system that has promised them an education, but inevitably failed them.
Yeah. One thing that one can perhaps say about the now Minister of Higher Education, Buti Manamela, he served as the Deputy Minister in the same portfolio for quite a while now. So he's got adequate experience, many would argue, within the space. What do you think he should be doing, looking at, considering as it relates to corrective measures at NSFAS?
So first of all, I think he should be taking in the human experience of the students. I think that there's a lot of, again, there's a very huge disconnect between politicians, decision makers, and those who are on the NSFAS board, etc., versus the students who are on the ground and experiencing the failures of NSFAS. So the first things first is take into consideration the experiences of students and what students are saying around how they could be helped when it comes to failing, for example, again, the communication issues, and taking in with emergency aid whenever there's failures going on. But secondly, I do think that, like, again, it's very important that people actually take this, that he takes this with as a crisis, because I do think that we tend to, again, think about numbers, right? We think about, this is the NSFAS fund. At the beginning of the year, they announced that they are supplying so many students with funding this year, but they do not, at the end of the year, release the numbers to say that this is what happened throughout the year. With students, how were they rejected? There was no clear communication in terms of that as well. So it's very important that there's constant monitoring and evaluation of the system as we go throughout the year, reporting and saying that this is what's going on.
Yeah. You know, from... It's really frustrating because you get to a point where for matriculants currently, they have been working hard, they've studied hard, they've prepared, of course, for the exams, and they look forward to what could lie ahead for them. And what should be a mechanism of access at times becomes a real hurdle for them to have to overcome in relation to NSFAS. So certainly something's got to be done. And something's got to be done quickly.
Yes, it has to be done very quickly because, again, as we're talking about, you know, the students that are yet to come, you know, they are looking towards the system and looking at it as, you know, they can see the cracks within the system, within their own communities. I mean, the people that are currently facing issues of NSFAS are people that they currently know. And we are seeing, again, like, people just be anxious around, okay, what will happen with me in the next year? Will I get my funds on time? Will I be able to go to university, go to a TVET and make sure that I have my textbooks, I have my food, I have all the things that I need, my accommodation is paid for on time? So it's certainly not a good predicament to be in, imagining just the uncertainty that you have, especially thinking about the country and the history and its unequal past and how that may affect, that affects plenty of students still yet today.